Let's take a look at the provisions pertaining to bonus stripping and dividend stripping to be made applicable to securities and units. Section 94 of the ITA contains anti-avoidance provisions to deal with transactions in securities and units of mutual fund. The scope of this section has been enhanced, including the bonus stripping undertaken in case of securities. Further, the definition of the unit has been modified so as to include units of business trusts such as INVIT, REIT and AIF within the definition of units. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. Let's take a look at revenue mobilisation, which is the scheme for taxation of the virtual digital assets. New section 115BBH of ITA proposed to provide that where the total income of an assessee includes any income from the transfer of any virtual digital asset, the income tax on such transfer shall be calculated at the rate of 30%. No deduction in respect of any expenditure other than the cost of acquisition or allowance or set off of any loss shall be allowed to the assessee while computing income from transfer of such asset. Further, no set off or carry forward of any loss arising from the transfer of virtual digital assets shall be allowed. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. Now, TDS on transfer of virtual digital assets, section 194S. It is proposed to insert a new section 194S of ITA to provide for the deduction of tax on payments for transfers of the virtual digital assets to a resident at the rate of 1% of such sum. No tax is to be deducted if the value does not exceed INR 0.01 million during the financial year. However, in case of specified persons, this limit is INR 0.05 million. Again, this amendment will take effect from the 1st of July 2022. Let's consider the gifting of virtual digital assets. It is proposed to amend the explanation to clause X of subsection 2 of section 56 of ITA, wherein the expression property shall include virtual digital assets. It results in taxing the gifting of virtual digital assets. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022. What is the definition of a virtual digital assets? Virtual digital assets are proposed to mean any information or code or number or token, not being Indian currency or any other foreign currency, generated through cryptographic means or otherwise, but whatever name called, providing a digital representation of value which is exchanged with or without consideration, with the promise or representation of having inherent value, or functions as a store of value or a unit of account, and includes its use in any financial transaction or investment, but not limited to investment schemes, and can be transferred, stored or traded electronically. Non-fungible token and any other tokens of similar nature are also included in this definition.